Mishnah Aleph, when forming groups for a Korban Pesach, one needs to calculate and make sure that there's going to be enough meat in the Korban Pesach for each member of the group to be able to eat a kazayas of the Korban Pesach. As well as that, parts of the Korban Pesach cannot be counted in terms of making up this amount. Only edible parts of the Korban are counted, and as well as that, only parts of the animal where when the animal will grow up to be an adult, if it were to grow up, those parts would still be edible. Only those parts can be counted in terms of calculating how much meat there is for the group. As the Mishnah explains, Klanechel b'shara gadol, any part of an animal which is eaten of a large ox, which has grown fully, and the meat has become harder, so parts of it has become too hard to eat. The point is that any part of the adult ox, which is eaten, ye'ochel b'gdi harach, that needs to be eaten of the soft meat of the goat. Which goat exactly are we referring to? We're referring to the Korban Pesach, which was either a goat or a sheep. And the point is that even though right now, since the Korban Pesach has to be less than a year old, so parts of the body of the animal, parts of the meat are much softer than they would be in the future had it grown up to be bigger. But those parts which would have become inedible, because they would be too hard to eat in the future, so even now, those are not considered to be part of the Korban Pesach which is eaten, and so it is not counted as part of the meat when calculating how many people can be part of the group for that Korban Pesach. Now the Mishnah gives now two examples of parts of the ox which would be eaten, and those are Rosh Chanafayim, shoulder blades, Vasachuchim, and the cartilage of the animal, such as the cartilage of the ear. And the point of the Mishnah is to tell us that even though these parts of the animal are very hard when it comes to an ox which is fully grown, and it only really becomes edible if you cook it a lot, much more than most meat, nevertheless, since it is able to be eaten, so that is calculated as part of the edible parts of the Korban Pesach. Now, we've learned previously that it is forbidden to break a bone of the Korban Pesach, and the punishment for doing so, as long as one is warned not to, and there are two witnesses who see him do it, just like most prohibitions which involve an action, the punishment is Malchus being lashed. So the Mishnah tells us, HaLeshoves HaEtzem, one who breaks a bone, BaPesach HaTohar, of a Tohar Korban Pesach, HaYizalek Arbaim, he receives 40 lashes as a punishment. The truth is, it's actually 39 Malchus. 39 lashes, although the Torah does say 40, it is learned from the pasuk over there that it actually means 39 lashes. However, says the Mishnah, Aval HaMeiser BaTohar, one who leaves over meat of a pure Korban Pesach, so he allows the meat to become Neisar, even though that's also a prohibition, we're going to see that he does not receive lashes. And there are two reasons for this. One is because it doesn't actually involve a action. Rather, the Aveira is not doing something. It's not eating it. It's allowing it to stay there. You're totally passive, and for Averis like that, there is no punishment of Malchus. A second reason why there is no punishment of Malchus is because this is known as a Lav Hanitik La'asei, a prohibition which can be fixed by a mitzvah. When the Torah says don't do something, and if you do that, then you should do this, so the implication is that the Torah is saying that if you do that, instead of receiving the regular punishment of Malchus, do this instead to fix it. And so when it comes to Neisar, the Torah says, don't leave any of the meat past midnight of the first night of Pesach. And if you do, then you need to burn it. So that is a lav hanitik la'asei, for which the punishment of Malchus does not apply. And as well as that, v'hashever batomei, one who breaks a bone of a tomei Korban Pesach, and there are those who explain this to be even if the Korban Pesach was allowed to be brought in a state of tumah. For example, if the majority of the Jews were tomei, so it's considered a valid Korban Pesach. But nevertheless, if it is Tomei in a Lokes or Arboim, he does not receive 39 lashes, literally 40, but as we explained, it's 39. And this is learned from the Pasuk, which says, Ve'etzem le'sish beru boi, and you should not break a bone on it, referring specifically to it, to the regular Korban Pesach, to a Tohar Korban Pesach, so that prohibition does not necessarily apply to an irregular Tomei Korban Pesach.